Okay, so we are on Hey Amud Aleph towards the bottom of the page. So we're trying to figure out the right way to understand the Shita of Shmuel. Right, Shmuel, who had said, whenever I say all these ideas, Mudrani, Mufrashani, Muchakani, all these things that imply some type of distance, but he says you have to also say Shani Ochelacha, Shani Toyim Lacha. The two go together. We're trying to figure out in what way do they go together. What does that mean? So the Gemara says the following. Where we left off, Elahachiyim, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in the bottom of on Ham and Aleph. Elahachi Itmar. So this is what Shmuel really said. Taima da Amar Shani Ochelacha, Veshani Ochelacha, Shani Toyim Lacha, Hu da Aser, Ava Mudrani Himcha, Lo Mashma da Amar Aser. Alright, so the what's really happening is Shmuel is really saying you have to add the words, right? Shani Ochelacha, Shani Toyim Lacha. And only in those cases do you create the Aser. Why? Because if I just say the words Mudrani Himach, or the other ones, right? The other languages, Mufrashani, Mufrakani, it doesn't imply any type of Iser. My time, but why not? Because Mudar Ani Mimcha Lo Mishta'ina Bahadach Mashma. Because if I just say Mudar Ani Mimcha, what could it mean? It could just mean I don't want to talk to you. Okay? Mufrashani Mimcha De Lo Avidna Imach Maso Matan Mashma. Mufrashani, I'm going to be separate from you. I'm not going to do business with you. Right, Ruchakani literally means rachok. I'm going to be physically separate from you. Right? I'm just going to not be in your dal amos. I'll make sure to stay a certain distance from you. Meaning, the language, each of those lishonos are too vague. Right, it's not really clear what they mean. They might mean just a different type of separation, and not I'm actually physically forbidden from getting benefit from your, you know, house or your money or your car or your food or whatever it's going to be. So the point is that all of those lashonos that are in our Mishnah, these lashonos, what Shmuel is saying is that all of them are too vague. And if I don't say shani toyim lacha, shani ochel lacha, meaning and what does it mean? I'm separated from you. It means that I can't eat your food. It means that I can't taste things from you, right? It means that I can't make use, get benefit from your specific items that belong to you. And if I don't say that, then it's not explicit enough, right? Look at the Ran all the way at the bottom of the page. Elahachi itmar taima da'amar, etc. Kolomar la'olam kedar mina mikara. Really, the first thing, the initial pshat we said in Shmuel is correct. Lo amar sha'ochalacha mutar. Right? If you don't say the words ochalacha, then I'm permitted. Right? Forget like only to him, not to the other guy, blah, blah, blah. None of this. It is, if I don't say the full phrase, then I am permitted to the other person's items and he's permitted to mine. And why? Is that v'taima? What's the reason? Mishum de lo mashma de amar asar. It's not necessarily clear that you said it's a forbidden. Why? Dehavlahu yadayim she'ein mochichos. We're going to be just continuing around there on the right side. Right? Because it is a language, right? A shortened language that is not entirely clear what it means, right? You didn't say it explicitly, right? V'lohavi nedayim, right? Because this rule of yedayim she'em mochichos, lohavi nedayim. Right? The dilma mudrani heimach, the lomish ta'ine ba'adach ba'ashma, right? Because maybe this language means something a little different. It means that I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to do business with you, I don't want to be near you, etc. And that's what it means. All right? V'afilu b'dibura nami lo mitzar, and even to speak with him, meaning it might mean that, I don't want to talk to you, but even that doesn't mean you're not asur to do. Right? Because I still don't know what it means. Meaning even though you might say that Mudrani Hemach might mean I'm not going to talk to you, right? It might mean that. So does that mean that now at least I'm asur to talk to you? The answer is no. Because again, you're not clear. Maybe you meant get a benefit from me. The point is it was too vague, so it doesn't asur anything. Fine. So that's the Gemara's explanation now of Shmuel. And that's why Shmuel says, I need both the Mudrani, Mufreshani, Muruchakani, all those languages of distance, right? And at the same time to explain explicitly, Shani Toyim Lacha or Shani Ochel Lacha. I need both of them. Okay. So Shmuel says, okay. Now we're now at the top of Heim Beis. Leima Kasavra Shmuel, Yedayim She'im Mochichos, Lohavi Yedayim. Oh, okay. So if that's true, then I guess we have to explain Shmuel that he holds right? That there's that yadayim she'ei mochichos lo havin yadayim. Right, then in this question, we're going to talk about this machlokas in a second as we move along. That when there's a statement that someone makes that is a shorthanded statement, it's not totally explicit, and it's not explicit, right? It's not explicit what he means, right? So that we say that's not considered a yadayim, and therefore it's not considered a good neder, and it's not gonna be chal, it's not gonna activate anything. Yadayim shei mochichos lo havin yadayim. So Gemara says in, yeah, that's true, that's what he holds. Shmuel mukim lo lemasnisin k'Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel, because Shmuel actually says he reads our Mishnah like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. What do we mean? The Amar, because Rabbi Yehuda holds yadayim she'ei mochichos lo havin yadayim, because Rabbi Yehuda taka holds that way. He holds that yadayim she'ei mochichos are not yadayim. And how do I know? We know from a Gemara and a Mishnah and getting this none. The Mishnah says and getting the following: Gufo shall get. If a person writes a get, right, to give to his wife. So what does it say in the get? Harei emoteres l'chol adam. There in the Gemara and Get, we talk a lot about what it is that the get does, right? But the get, the main point of a get is that what does it do? It creates until now, when a person's married, a man and woman are married to each other, what happens? So by making kiddushin with a woman, what happens? She becomes forbidden to everyone in the whole world except to him. And what does the get do? It does the opposite. A get frees her to the whole world. And so the language that's used in a get is harei at muteres l'chol adam, right? As opposed to harei at mekudeshes li, right? About zu, right? Now you're only separated from me, only specific. Then the language of a get is the opposite: harei at muteres l'chol adam. You're permitted to everybody. So what happens if you write to get, and it says harei at muteres l'chol adam, right? So Rabbi Yehuda, so the Tanakhama says the language of a get is just that. As long as it says that, that's good enough, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'din da'hav l'chi minai sefer tiruchin v'geres shvukin. So he has to say, says Rabbi Yehuda, no, it has to also say, and this has to be from me to you, a document, an explanation of, abandonment. Right? That now I'm leaving you. That we're done. You have to say it explicitly. Okay. So the point is, why does Rabbi Yehuda require this longer language? The same reason, because if you just say harei muteres l'chol adam, so maybe it's not totally clear exactly what you mean. Look at the Ran leimakasav Shmuel. It's like 12 or 13 lines down in the skinny lines on the right side. Leimakasav Shmuel in Shmuel mukil alavasis and Rabbi Yehuda klomar. What does it mean? In vaday hachi svir lai l'shmuel to mukla masin. Yes, that's what Shmuel holds. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Gufa shaget. The mission said harit miteres l'chol adam velo tzarich l'michta v'din. Right, you don't have to say the rest of that phrase. To belo v'dein mashma debahai gita megarish. That's obvious. Without saying the words v'dein, what are you doing to get? You're divorcing her, right? V'ihu hu to come megarish la the yadayim she mochichos ham yadayim. Right, if he's handing her the get and it says harit miteres l'chol adam. So who's it by? It's me to you, obviously. He's handing it to her. Who's doing it? What else is going on here? We're going to see, Gemara's going to talk more about this. You know, what's obvious about a get? If he's handing her the get, obviously he's giving it to his wife. And she's his wife. Obviously he's divorcing her. Yeah.
And Rabbi, the term Yadayim She'em Ochichos, I know the Rabbi.
It's a short language, which is not Muchach, means like obvious or for sure. Right? Okay. So it's a language which is a little more vague.
So not hands.
So yadayim here in Nidarm always is always like shorthand, right? It's things that are not fully stated.
Thank you.
Excellent. No, good thing. I'm glad you asked. Okay. Good. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I keep going to the Ran, V'dein, right? V'chule, right? Yes, he adds this language. Why? The lo kas of V'dein, havin yadayim she'em mochichos, the dilma b'dibura megarishla. Right, kid of the comment, we're going to see. Right, because maybe all he's doing is divorcing her with his words, meaning as opposed to with a document, which is what he needs to do. Right, so if a man would get up and say to his wife, "Harayat muteras l'chol adam," you're permitted to any man. What happens? Nothing. Right, saying the phrase doesn't do anything. So if he hands her a get and says, "Harayat muteras l'chol adam," what do you mean? Just because you said it, if that's your intention, that doesn't do anything, right? Unless he's, so Rabbi Yehuda says, no, and I say, and this, this document. I'm doing what? With this document, which is an Geresh Shvukin. It's making a separation between me and you. Okay, it's very elaborate language to make it very clear. No one should have any question, right? So, and by the way, it's not just that. What you see here, it's not just that, you know, if you use totally vague language, you'd be like, oh, well, like maybe we could figure out what he means. The point is that even the vague language is relatively clear, right? That meaning, yadayin shel mechichos, havi yadayin or lo havi yadayin, right? Does it work or not work? It's that the language is, you know, if I'm reading the context and I see what, hear what you say, it's pretty clear what you said, right? But Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, I don't care. You have to be explicit. And you have to make it 100% clear. There should be no questions at all, right?
But, the implication that yeah. Rabbi Yehuda would also say that without a ksuba, the Arayat Kedeshes is also vague because that's the document that ties on.
So I wouldn't say that. And I think the reason is because you don't need a ksuba to make Kedushin. Ksuba is a halacha that we require ksuba.
It's a document.
But it's not, it would be true if he was saying Harayat Mekudeshesli and, you know, maybe, I'm not sure, but like, let's say we say Harayat Mekudeshesli B'Tavazu, right, with this ring. So let's say he says Harayat Mekudeshesli and hands her a ring, but he doesn't say B'Tavazu. That might be an example, right? We're going to have later when we get to the Maseches Kedushin, you can do Harayat Mekudeshesli, you know, and you can use a document, right? B'Shtarzu, right? You give her a star that says Harayat Mekudeshesli. So let's say he does that and he doesn't explain. You know, so like things like that, where I'd say like standing under a chuppah, you know, he's holding a ring, and he says Harayat Mekudeshesli, and he doesn't say B'Tavazu. I don't know. I think I know what he's doing. Maybe I'm not sure if we might disagree in that case. But in theory, he could say, no. What do you mean? You have to say B'Tavazu to make it clear that you're using the ring. Otherwise, you're not sure what you're using. Maybe you just think if you just say the words Harayat Mekudeshesli, that doesn't make you married, right? So that would probably be a better analogy for kiddushin. Okay. So,
right, but one thing that's yeah. right is it transforms whether it's textual or verbal. Like, you know, we're learning it from get, where it's a textual analysis,
right.
And it doesn't matter. Rabbi Yehuda says it even in that context that even if you could figure it out otherwise, it still has to be explained.
It does the context, contextual, yeah.
Right. Even though it's in text, and we're extrapolating from there in our case, which is in the Dharm, which is
just the language,
oral, which is oral. And in both cases, you have the same
right, language. Correct, yeah, correct, good, excellent. So, fine, but his point is. That I have to be totally clear what I'm saying. So that is the general machlokas, right? Tanakama, Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yehuda about Yadayim Shei Mochichos. The Tanakama holds Havin Yadayim. It's clear enough. Yehuda says no. You have to be much more explicit, and make sure you say it says exactly the language. Fine. So go back to the Gemara. So and the Gemara said fine. So that's Shmuel. Shmuel is. Who says that what's happening in the Mishnah is that Mudranicha, Mufreshanimicha, etc., and you have to also say Shani Ochelicha, Shani Tuimlicha. That is Shmuel saying, yeah, you know why? That because I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Yadayim Shei Mochichos Lo Havi Yadayim, and you have to be very, very clear, explicit what you're saying. Fine, and otherwise the neder is not entirely clear. Fine, but Gemara says, but wait a second, am I Dachak Shmuel LeUkmeki LeMasnisin in Rabbi Yehuda? But again, when you have a general rule, right? If I want to say that the Mishnah is talking according to a certain opinion, what would I rather do? I'd rather say they're like the Rabbanan, right? Rather than say they're like one individual Shita, right? Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, why does Shmuel go out of his way? Why is it to force it, basically, and say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda? Look, makir Rabbanan, afagav de'enidai mochikos. Meaning, maybe I could say that the Mishnah is not saying that, right? Maybe I could give a different explanation for the Mishnah and say you don't have to argue that it's this whole conversation, the reason why it says both languages, etc., is because I have to be explicit, because it holds like Rabbi Yehuda, it dayan shei mochichos, etc. Why? Say it's like the Rabbanan, and give me a different explanation. So answer the Gemara, Amarava, Masnis and Kishise. I'll tell you why, because the Mishnah, if you haven't noticed, for the whole last daf, we've had a very difficult time explaining it, right? The Mishnah itself has been very hard to explain. And since this Mishnah is difficult, right, he was quote forced in a certain sense to go ahead and give this explanation, which is that it's according to Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So amai tani shani ochelcha shani toem lacha listening shani ochel shani toem shma mina ba'ine nedai mochichos. Right, meaning the Mishnah was difficult to explain. So since I had these different pieces that were hard to explain, why are you adding the second phrase? It's hard to. I didn't have any other explanation. So that's why he lands on the idea. It must be to explain that we require a dai mochichos. You have to actually explain explicitly what it is that you're forbidding. Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about this machlokas. We'll start and we'll start on Hamma base. You know, it continues to the next daf, but we'll at least start it here. So Itmar, Yadayim Sheim Ochichos, Abaya Amar Havin Yadayim, Rava Amar Lo Havin Yadayim. Okay, so this machlokas Yadayim Sheim Ochichos, is it Yadayim or not? So this is the machlokas in Abaya and Rava. So Abaya said, Yadayim Sheim Ochichos, Havin Yadayim. I don't mind. You could be a little vague. That's okay. It still works. Rava Amar Lo Havin Yadayim. No, if you're not explicit, so then it's not enough, and it's the netter is not a chal. So Amar Rava, and Rava tells you, I'm going to tell you how I know. Amar Rava, Rabbi Idi Asperli. Rabbi Idi explained to me where this comes from, this whole idea. Because right, Rava holds that if it's Eina Mechichos, lo have it. I mean, you need to be more explicit. Amar Kura, the Pasuk says when it comes to Nazir, Nazir lahazir lahashem. Right? So we talked to before, Lindor Neder, Nazir lahazir, that the two languages, the language of Neder and language of Nazir are connected to each other, and the double language by both, right? And we made a connection. Makish Yados Nazirus Lanazirus, right? And so we make a hekesh between the Yados of Nazirus when you have, you know, again, like a shorthand language used for it to become a Nazir is considered, has the same status as a regular case when a person says, you know, Hareni Nazir, okay? Ma Nazirus Behafla, Af Yados Nazirus Behafla. So just like Nazirus has to be ba'afla, afla means it has to be very clear what you said. You have to say it explicitly. So too, the yados Nazirus, when I say it in a shorthand way, it also has to be ba'afla. Look all the way down the bottom of the page at ma Nazirus ba'afla in the Ran. Second line from the bottom of the page. Perish. Darminim b'sechas Nazir. So there's a story. The Gemara tells the halach and b'sechas Nazir. Da'afla on base on base. The Amr b'tarfon Dimish Shira Chaveiro Va'amar Hareni Nazir. Let's say a person sees his friend walking by, and he says, "Okay, I'm a Nazir." Im Zen Nazir. Oh, sorry, Hareni Nazir. Im Zen Nazir. Velo Hikerbo, but Osasha Shaya Nazir. Meaning, he says, "If that guy's a Nazir, I'm also a Nazir." Right? And he doesn't know at that moment if the guy is a Nazir or not. Right? Alpha Bishenoda La Achem Mikan Shehu Nazir. Even though afterwards you find out, oh, Taka, you know. Whatever, Binyamin, who's walking by, turns out he was actually a Nazir. Okay, good. A Nazirus chal alav. That's not Nazirus. Why? Mishum de be'idna de kanazir by inan hafla. Because at the moment of when you make yourself a Nazir, you have to be clear. We have to know what you're doing, right? Veleka, right? We're not in this case. You don't have that clarity. That's just one example. The Gemara gets in Nazir. All it comes is examples of people who, you know, me too. I'll be like him. You know, you'll have examples like that. So the rule is, since in the moment when you make the statement, it's not clear, right, that you're becoming a Nazir. Why? Because we don't know if he's a Nazir. So therefore, the Nazirus is Nachal. So this is, and that's this rule, that Nazirus has to be Bafla, and so too, the Yados Nazirus, these shorthanded, yeah, me too, I'm also, you know, or I'm a Nazir. These languages, I'm a Nazir, if he's a Nazir. All these things need to be Bafla, okay? Okay, it has to have to be clear. Good. Okay, so back to Gemara. So again, we had made this connection between Yados and Nazirus, like Nazirus, and one of the rules is that it has to be clear. Okay, so Rava says, and this is how you learn this idea that Yadayim Sheim Ochichos Lohavi Nadayim, right? Because you see, you need to be explicit when you say, fine. Okay, so Gemara says, wait a second. In general, right? Whenever we have a machlokas, Amorayim, what do we say? That's nice, yeah, Amorayim, they have machlokas, but we have the Tanayim, right? The Amorayim, the people who speak in the time of the Gemara. But if the Tanayim, the people in the Mishnah had the same machlokas, I don't need Abai and Rabbi to have their own machlokas. You had a machlokas before, right? We know that machlokas already. What do you mean? Let's just say that Abai and Rabbi are arguing with the same exact thing. They don't have their own machlokas. They just are lining up with an earlier machlokas. This Tanan, Gufo Shaget, okay, our example before. The get itself. Harei amuteras lechal adam. Yehuda Omer v'dein dahav lechi minai sefer tiruchim v'get peturin v'geres shukin. Right, that Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's not enough just to say harei amuteras lechal adam. The get has to have this very explicit language that this is for me to you with this specific document to make us divorced. Okay, so that's machlokas. Abaye de amakri rabbanon v'rava amakri Rabbi Yehuda. Right, and it sounds like Abaye holds like the rabbanon that yadayim shem ochichos havin yadayim, and Rava holds that no, like Rabbi Huda, you have to be more explicit. So fine. So why don't we just say that? So Amlecha Abaye. Because I can tell you what Abaye could say. He didn't say it, but what he could he say? He would say, Ana da Amre Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. Me, Abaye says, who holds that general, I could argue that I could hold even like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, even Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to be more explicit, you have to be explicit by a get. That might be specifically by a get. Right? An kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda, ba'inin yadayim mochichos, ela gaba get. Right? Maybe that Rabbi Yehuda, who says, in this case of get, you have to be explicit, that's by a get. Why? Tibin and krisos. When it comes to get, there's a specific rule, right, that you have to give. The pasuk says, safer, because of law, safer krisos, for nasim biyad, you have to give a safer of cutting off. Krisos means total separation. So maybe, when it comes to get, he says you have to be super explicit. Why? Because you need to make sure that it's a real, full separation. You're not half divorced. There's no such thing, right? You're either divorced or you're not divorced. So you have to be explicit. But maybe in other cases not. I mean, get is a unique situation, perhaps. We're very worried. We're very worried for to be totally explicit. So maybe only in that case. Verava, and on that flip side, Verava, right, and Rava who he could say, Ana da Amre fi l'Rabbanan. Meaning I could really hold in the case of the get case, I could actually even hold like the Rabbanan. Why? Because Ad kan lo kam Rabbanan to lo ba'inin in mochichos. Meaning maybe the Rabbanan only say you don't require mochichos when elagabe get. That's only by get. Why? The ain't other megarish is eshes chavero. Right? Because if a person is giving a woman a get, who's he giving it to? He's not giving it to someone else's wife. Right? He's giving it to his own wife. Right? So if he's giving her a get, right, he's handing her a piece of paper and says, Hi Rabbi Teres Lechaladam. And it is his own wife. So then, what's he doing? Obviously, he's divorcing his wife, right? It'd be highly unusual for someone to be handing a get over to someone to a woman who's not his own wife. But maybe in general, there are other cases that I'd be a little more concerned with, and therefore not so. That's why Bai and Rava have to line themselves up and explain what they hold, and we don't just assume that they line up with these shitos in the cases of the case of get, because the get case might be unique. And since the get case might be unique, Abaye and Rava each are declaring their general approach to Yadayim Shein Mochichos, which again is more general than the specific case of get. Fine, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up next week with Daf Yeshu Kach.